It's time once again for The Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic. Good morning, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning.
Last time we were together, we had a great discussion about eyeglass frames and going to take up a new topic today, and that is prescription lenses. Why don't you get it started for us?
When people shop for glasses, they usually look for a frame first. In a way, this is backwards, since the lenses provide most of the functionality of a pair of glasses. Years ago, all lenses were glass, and all bifocals had lines. Mm-hmm. But now we have many more choices. For example, lens materials have expanded into high-index plastics that make lenses, even in strong prescriptions, much thinner and lighter weight than ever before. Thinner, lighter lenses made of polycarbonate do double duty. They're more attractive and comfortable, but they're also safer. Children's eyeglasses and sports eyewear benefit from the impact resistance of these lenses. Multifocal lens choices have increased too, going beyond just bifocals with lines. Now, no-line bifocals, trifocals, and even special occupational lenses are widely available. No matter what kind of work you do, there is a modern multifocal to enhance your near, intermediate, and distance vision. The appearance of spectacle lenses can further be enhanced with tints. Lenses can be made of almost any color of the rainbow and various degrees of darkness. Photochromic lenses, which change from light to dark depending on the amount of sunlight they're exposed to, have also improved. Now they're available in lightweight plastic rather than glass. Because sun protection is a concern for everyone, lens treatments are available that act as a sunscreen for the eyes. Ultraviolet coating can be applied to most lenses to prevent the harmful rays of the sun from damaging the eye, which we've talked about macular degeneration, that UV, the long-term exposure.
Yeah.
Without protection can cause macular degeneration.
Sure.
Other lens coatings, such as scratch-resistant and anti-reflective lenses, increase the life of the lens and decrease glare and reflection. So if you're thinking about new glasses or even your first pair, we're going to go over lens types so you know what to look for.
And that sounds good. And like you said, to start it off, it's kind of backwards. We kind of put priority on the frames rather than the lenses, but the lenses are very important. So let's go back over those different types of lenses that you have addressed already. First of all, the polycarbonate lenses.
They're not only thinner and lighter in weight than traditional plastic lenses, but they offer ultraviolet protection and scratch resistance. In addition, they're very impact resistant. This extra toughness makes them the lens of choice for children's glasses, sportswear, and safety eyewear. Like I said, they have a built-in UV protectant. And similar to the way that their sunblock prevents the sun's rays from damaging the body, UV protection shields the eyes from the same detrimental light rays. Other types of plastic lenses may be specially treated to block the same amount of UV, but polycarbonate lenses automatically offer that protection. The flexibility or softness of the lens material dictates that such a scratch coating be applied to the front and the back surface of polycarbonate lenses. Manufacturers automatically coat them, so any polycarbonate lens you buy already has a built-in scratch resistance.
All right. Dr. Wendy, tell us more about the fact that these polycarbonate lenses are impact resistant. What does that mean?
Polycarbonate lenses are safer than traditional lens materials because they aren't brittle, so they won't usually break if they come into contact with fast-moving objects, such as balls, rackets, or BBs. Now, in school, the polycarbonate came out when I was in optometry school, mm-hmm. and we had a demonstration one day, and they came in, and they had a polycarbonate lens, and they took a nail and hammered it through it.
Uh-huh.
It didn't break.
Wow.
And they said you could shoot a bolt against it and it won't break. But just like car windows don't break easily, they're polycarbonate too.
Sure.
And it holds up a lot better. But these polycarbonate lenses, they won't break. Regular glass and plastic eyeglass lens materials will shatter upon violent contact in the same way that car safety glass does. Pieces of the lens are sprayed around, which potentially can cause injury to the eye. And that's why polycarbonate lenses hold up better under impact, are required for sports goggles, and are recommended for children's glasses. Now, caution, do not test polycarbonate lenses by firing BBs or hurling objects at them while somebody is wearing them.
When you were talking about that, I was thinking when they tested them when you were in your optometry school, I'm sure they didn't test them on a live patient, right?
No, it was a block of wood and they were up front.
That's the best way to do it, right?
Yeah. So there's no guarantee that it won't break, but you don't want to test it on someone.
Sure.
High-index lens materials are lighter in weight and thinner than their regular glass or polycarbonate counterparts. When I first got out of optometry school, we were still using a lot of glass. Now it's very, very seldom. I had a patient ask for one the other day because he felt they were more scratch-resistant, and they are harder in that respect. But now if you get them, you pay through the arm and a leg, you know, to get them.
And it's funny, we still call them glasses.
Yes. But plastic and polycarbonate have taken over. And it's because of the benefits. And I'm very nearsighted, and my lenses are Coke bottle lenses on these sides, and my mom's were worse yet. So I'm very particular about the thickness of lenses. So just about every eyeglass wearer can get attractive lenses that complement their appearance rather than detracting from it. Mm-hmm. These high index lenses are made of materials that are compressed or denser. So the same amount of visual correction is taking place using less lens material than traditional plastic or glass. High index means that the lenses are constructed of a piece of plastic or glass material that has a higher index of refraction. The index of refraction refers to the speed that the light travels as it passes through the lens material.
All right, so tell us more about that. What about for thinner lenses? What will we be looking for there?
You should look for a higher index number. Higher indexes are available in plastic, and different manufacturers make different high index lenses. And what sets each lens apart from the others is the index of refraction. The higher the index of refraction, the denser the material. So 1.66 index of refraction material will result in a thinner and lighter lens than a 1.57 material will. Generally, the higher the index of refraction, the higher the cost of the lenses will be. The thinnest, lightest weight lenses, unfortunately, are typically the most expensive.
Sure.
And the way to make sure that the resulting lenses are as thin as possible is to use the high index material available and keep the eyeglass frame as small and as round as possible. Now, as we talked last week, there are styles that are all over the face again.
Right.
So the lenses are big. Mm-hmm. If you go with a plastic frame, it will cover the edges better. But what we do is we roll them or roll and polish them. Polishing makes them shiny. And a lot of people think that that helps detract from the thickness. Mm-hmm. But in my case, I get a lot of light refraction in those, so I like just plain rolled ones.
I see.
But high index lens material are lighter in weight and thinner, and you can get rid of your Coke bottle glasses.
That's a benefit, that's for sure. Mm. It's Dr. Wendy Strauss-Wandt today on the program that is called For the Sake of Your Eyes. And the topic today is prescription lenses. And we just finished talking about polycarbonate lenses. Dr. Wendy, tell us about photochromic lenses.
They're also known as transition lenses. They automatically adjust their tint based on surrounding light conditions. They darken when exposed to sunlight or UV rays and return to a clearer state indoors in low light. This technology is beneficial for individuals who wear glasses full-time as it combines the functionality of regular glasses and sunglasses in one pair.
Yeah, and I think we're all familiar with those. And how do they actually work?
Well, they change from light to dark depending on the ultraviolet light they're exposed to. Now, a nice cold weather like today, they would get very, very dark. So they get darker in cold weather, but they also get dark in warm weather.
Sure.
And the early ones didn't change back very quickly. And now they do. They change very quickly. Like, people would get their picture taken and they'd have dark lenses in the way.
Yeah.
But also, they were hard early on to get them to break in. And now this may sound funny, but we would tell the patient to put their frame with their glasses inside in the freezer. Mm. And in that cold, that would start to activate them, and then you would lay them on the windowsill where the sun could come in and hit the lenses, and that would help them start working.
I see. Okay.
But the newer lenses are so much better.
Sure. Now, what about, is there a difference between photochromic lenses and tinted lenses?
Yeah, the photochromic lenses are usually either gray or brown, and they're typically clear and light enough to wear indoors and darkened to a sunglass shade when they're exposed to ultraviolet light. There are fashion colors available, but it's a special population that buys those. Okay. Gray is the most popular as it filters out more ultraviolet light. Now, tints, as opposed to the changeable photochromics, is another option in colored lenses, but it remains constant at all time. Tints are available on plastic as well as glass lenses, but you can get them on polycarbonate. Tints work better on plastic rather than on polycarbonate, and they can be had in almost any color of the rainbow. Lighter fashion tints are used primarily for cosmetic purposes to enhance a wearer's looks. Dark tints allow the wearer to use the lenses as sunglasses. Typically, fashion tints are applied in light pink, brown, or gray. Pink number two used to be the most popular color.
Okay.
And while sunglasses are usually gray or brown, a tint can be solid when the entire lens is the same color, or gradient, which means there's a gradual fade from the top that's dark to light at the bottom. And other colors can be applied to lenses for different purposes. You've seen yellow lenses, and we call them blue blockers because they keep the blue light from entering the lens of the eye. And it's often a color of choice for target shooters because it decreases haze and makes objects appear sharper with more contrast. Green, or G15, the Ray-Ban lens color, is sometimes used as a sunglass, although brown and gray are the most popular sun shades. Red is an uncomfortable color to look through, although it does have applications for certain ocular pathologies.
Lots of interesting information about prescription lenses. There are many different kinds. We'll talk more about them on For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt after this important message.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, it's been very interesting learning more about prescription lenses on this week's For the Sake of Your Eyes. Tell us about the different scratch-resistant coatings that are available.
No lens material is scratch-proof, but a lens that is treated front and back with a clear hard coating does become more resistant to scratching. Most types of plastic lenses, including high-index polycarbonate and traditional plastic materials, either have the scratch coating built in or it can be applied.
All right. Is there an option to have ultraviolet treatment to the lenses?
Yes, and this is very common, or was very common when people had cataract surgery. Their implant does not filter out UV light like the lens used to. So we always made sure that the plastic lenses or whatever lenses they were wearing had a UV protectant. Okay. With the advent of polycarbonate, we have that built in.
Right.
But it is beneficial because the UV light is invisible for us to, you know, with the naked eye. But just like we use sunscreen to keep the sun's UV rays from harming our skin, UV protection in eyewear blocks those same rays from damaging our eyes. Overexposure to ultraviolet light is thought to be a cause of cataracts, retinal damage, and other eye problems. An ultraviolet treatment is simple and quick to apply to most plastic eyeglass lenses, and it doesn't change the appearance of the lenses at all. It's see-through. Mm. The exception is polycarbonate lenses, like we talked, that they already have the anti-reflective or the anti-UV treatment. It's inherent in the material of the lens.
Mm. Now, I wear eyeglasses myself. I've been wearing them for about 15 years now. And one of the things that bothers me the most is reflecting lights, especially driving at night and things like that.
The fluorescent lights in here can cause a problem on the screen.
And, exactly.
And with the nice snow on the ground, the sun coming off the snow.
Yeah, there's always that reflection.
But nighttime is a big problem too.
But I would assume that the manufacturers, they have some coatings they can put on the lens?
Yes, anti-reflective coatings improve both the vision through the lenses and the appearance of the glasses. It's applied similar to other coatings found on microscopes and camera lenses. They consist of several layers of metal oxides applied to the front and back lens surfaces. Because of the layering effect, AR coatings sometimes have a hint of green or a purple color, depending to the individual manufacturer's formula. But each layer is scientifically calculated to block reflected light. And when you're in a car, when you're driving at night, the headlights hit you.
Yeah.
But then the headlights from the person behind you hit your rearview mirror.
Exactly.
And also your side mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But on a dark, rainy night, with roads with no lines, which mm-hmm. I'm sure yours out home don't have mm-hmm. any lines either, it's hard to judge where to turn.
Yeah.
This allows you to see that, the anti-reflective coating.
Great. Yeah.
And the coating reduces internal and external reflections on the lenses themselves, and it creates a nicer cosmetic appearance. So if you hold up a lens that doesn't have an anti-reflective coating versus one that does, the one that does, it looks like you can put your finger right through it.
Yeah.
Because you don't get any of those reflections.
Right.
So people who are on TV or whose photos taken, they often benefit tremendously from the coating, but all eyeglass wearers would benefit from an anti-reflective coating from a cosmetic point of view. So if you have a strong prescription, you can use the AR coat in conjunction with the high-index lenses to make your glasses look and feel as thin as possible. And with sunglass lenses, an anti-reflective coating is better applied only to the back surface of the lens.
Sure.
And because sunglass lenses are so dark, the AR coating can wind up looking smeary on the front surface. But coating the backside helps reduce the reflections of light that enter from behind you or bounce off the surface of your lens.
Dr. Wendy, tell us more about mirror coatings.
In contrast to anti-reflective coatings, which are very clear, mirror or flash coatings are a bold statement of color. And just as the name implies, a mirror coating is highly reflective on the front, but the thing is, only certain people get the mirrored lenses.
I see.
You know, a lot of people who ski get uh-huh. them because
oh, yeah.
of the light reflecting in the eyes, and it can damage the retina. But the technology has advanced so that the choices include colors of the rainbow, as well as silver, gold, copper, metallic mirror coatings, hot pink and blue, almost any colors available. But the problem is that they're purely cosmetic, and they tend to scratch and mark.
I see.
The wearer perceives no difference in vision, regardless of what the color is, but only those looking at the person wearing the glasses can see the color and the mirror coating. Mirror coatings are generally applied over dark sunglass lenses, and they can enhance the performance and appearance of eyeglass lenses.
More information about prescription lenses and the variety that there is coming up on For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt after another important message.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out, and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Dr. Wendy, another fascinating discussion, this time about prescription lenses. And we're going to enter into the field of multifocals. Tell us about that.
Well, multifocals let you focus through different prescription powers at different distances through the same lens. Bifocals means that there's a lens with two points of focus, one for distance and one for near. And many people need some visual correction in order to read or see things up close, but often bifocals are necessary because people have what we call presbyopia as they enter middle age, and the things closer to them become more difficult to see. With bifocals, a small portion of the eyeglass lens is reserved for the near vision, and it's set down toward the bottom of the lens. The rest of the lens is usually distance correction, but sometimes there's no correction at all in it. The segment that is devoted to near vision correction can be one of several types or shapes: a flat top with a line, a round segment that is less noticeable and usually appears as an arch, or a progressive lens. Generally, you look up and through the distance portion of the lens when you're focusing on points farther away, and you look down through the bifocal segment of the lens when focusing on reading material or detailed work up to about 16 to 18 inches. Similar to bifocals are trifocals, or lenses that have three points of focus, usually distance, intermediate, and near. Trifocals have an added segment above the bifocal for viewing things in the intermediate zone, which is farther away than the near zone, about an arm's length away. Computers are an excellent example of something that's in a person's intermediate zone. While driving, Those who need to see at distance to drive, need to see the gauges on a dashboard and to read a map, would also benefit from a trifocal or progressive bifocals.
Now, I'm sure with the multifocals, it's very important how they are fitted in the into the frame. So how are those multifocals fitted?
Well, we take a measurement with a new frame, and it rests at the height of the wearer's lower eyelid. As a bifocal wearer drops his eyes downward to read, the eyes naturally seek out the near vision portion of the lens. Trifocals are fitted a bit higher, with the top line of the intermediate placed pretty even with the pupil. A trifocal wearer focuses through the intermediate prescription when looking down at something 18 to 24 inches away. The eyes gravitate straight ahead or up and over the multifocal segments when gazing at something at distance. Most bifocals and trifocals have lines, but there is a round bifocal that's less obtrusive. It is blended into the distance portion of the lens, so it's not readily visible to the casual viewer. So if you had a round bifocal, it turns out to be more like an arch, and looking at you, I wouldn't see it, but if I turned at a certain angle, I could find it.
I see.
And you can see it. Now, on a bifocal with a line, that line is very noticeable. When you raise your head up, boom, there it is.
Yes.
And there's a jump in vision from distance to near. With a round bifocal, it's less of a jump.
Sure.
And there's no line there. You know where it is, but it's not as present as that line.
Right. Now, and we are starting to wrap up our discussion here about the many different prescription lenses. Right now, we're talking about the multifocals. Dr. Wendy, could you tell us quickly about occupational lenses and also reading glasses?
Sure. Other multifocals are suited for performing a particular job or hobby and are not meant for everyday wear. One occupational bifocal is a double D, which has a half moon shaped flat top bifocal at the bottom of the lens and an upside down one at the top of the lens. And that's for somebody who has to look down and up.
Nice.
Now, my dad was a welder, and he welded third axles on trucks, so he was underneath the truck.
Yeah.
So he was the first person I ever fitted with one of those. Then, as time went on, he needed a trifocal, so he had a trifocal with the extra bifocal at the top. So the rest of the lens is for distance correction. Car mechanics who need to see well at the near point, both looking down to read as well and look at, up above, like my dad being under the undercarriage of a car on a lift, they'd benefit from those. But there are different kinds that we use. And like for golf players, flat top bifocals are placed extremely low and in, on the inside corner so that they can do their scorecard, but it's not in a way when they're swinging at the ball.
Yeah.
I had a man who shot pool, and we used a round bifocal, and it was also toward the nose. So when he bent his head down, he was right in it.
Yeah.
But when he was looking out ahead, it wasn't in the way. And I've done that for different shooters, too, different types to see their sights and different things.
That makes sense.
So you have to make the glasses work for the person.
Exactly. And what about for reading glasses?
Well, for those who need only reading glasses but have a demand at arm's length like computer work and don't like looking up and seeing things blurry through plain reading glasses or taking them on and off and on and off and on and off. These lenses have three zones of vision that go the whole way across the lenses. They have a distance vision at the top that's for room type vision. So if someone walks up to you, you can raise your head and you can see who they are. And they're not perfectly clear, but you don't have to take your glasses off. Then the center area is more for arm's length, like for computer work. At the bottom is your regular reading. So they function much better than a traditional pair of reading glasses. It's the same power the whole way across. And with magnification, everything moves faster. So when they look up, they can get seasick, you know, and they have to take them off right away.
Right.
So these are more functional.
All right. A great discussion about prescription lenses with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Dubois Vision Clinic on this edition of For the Sake of Your Eyes. As we say goodbye, Dr. Wendy, let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you to find more help about prescription lenses and other things related to their eyes.
You can call the office at 814-371-2020. We're in the Rice Complex in the back building. It has a big D on it for dog. And we have, there's a glass door. You go in the glass door, and my office is the first office on the right.
All right. Dr. Wendy, we appreciate, as always, the time and the information. Have a great day.
You too.